KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals.
Hello and welcome to As Prescribed. I'm Kathy Novak. Cases of diabetes have been sharply increasing since the 90s, and that continues to be the case during the COVID pandemic. The situation in California is of particular concern because we have the highest number of new cases in the country. Joining us today to talk about this is Dr. Michael Conti. He is the chief of vascular surgery at the UCSF Medical Center. He's also the co-director of the UCSF Center for Limb Preservation and the Diabetic Foot. Dr. Conti, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Kathy.
So, doctor, let's talk about this increase in the number of patients with diabetes. What's behind this, do you think?
Well, I think it's a combination of factors. Certainly diet and lifestyle, socioeconomic factors and stresses, and aging of the population have all played a role in the remarkable rise of diabetes. I'm sure most of your listeners are aware that diabetes is a big problem, but the scale is becoming simply overwhelming. More than 10% of the United States population, which is around 34 million Americans, currently have diabetes, and about another 80 million or so have what we call pre-diabetes, meaning they are potentially at high risk to develop diabetes within the next several years.
So what are we to read into the fact that California has this higher prevalence?
I'm not sure. Again, I think it's a combination of factors. Socioeconomics, nutrition is certainly a big factor. And certainly those are tied together, and lack of exercise, which relates also sometimes to people's lack of leisure time and challenges at the workplace. All these things, I think, are related. But we also know that there are particular disparities with regard to race and ethnicity. So non-white Hispanics and African Americans are about 50% more likely than whites to get diabetes for reasons that are not entirely clear.
And of course, there is a link when it comes to diabetes with a risk of lower limb amputation. We mentioned that at UCSF, there is the Center for Limb Preservation and the Diabetic Foot, of which you're the co-director. So can you talk a little bit about that risk and then the increased mortality risk that comes with that?
Yeah, this is really, Kathy, a serious problem both for life and limb. Lower leg amputation or major amputation is probably one of the most dreaded complications of diabetes. And it occurs because diabetes puts people at risk for several factors. One is vascular disease or blockages of arteries in their body, particularly in their lower legs. The other is nerve damage, or what the medical term for that is neuropathy, which is loss of sensation and changes in the shape of the foot. And the third is the negative effects diabetes has on fighting infection or what we call immunopathy. And those three factors together put diabetics at particular risk for developing complications such as open wounds in their feet or diabetic foot ulcers. About 1 out of 5 patients with diabetes will at some point in their life get a foot ulcer. And about 80% of amputations in the country are preceded at some time or start at some time as a foot ulcer. So preventing foot ulcers and also treating them aggressively and rapidly is the way to prevent amputation. And Kathy, although there are a lot of amputations that occur, about 80,000 a year in the U.S., we think 3/4 of these or more are preventable.
And it starts with early diagnosis, right? You're talking about having what might seem like a small foot ulcer, but I would imagine that should raise alarm bells in people with diabetes and send them to their doctors.
Yeah, good basic foot care is fundamental for anybody with diabetes. Paying attention to the feet, looking at the bottom of the feet, particularly for any blisters, sores, or calluses that may be opening, any early signs of infection or open wounds that don't rapidly heal. This is particularly true for patients who have the combination of the neuropathy and bad circulation. So it requires awareness on the part of the patients, certainly in their families, but also primary care doctors and providers who see patients regularly should be inspecting the feet of diabetic patients to look for these signs.
And of course, during the pandemic, a lot of us are not going to the doctor as much. Are you seeing the effects of that with patients with diabetes?
Yes, unfortunately, you know, during 2020, we did locally see, at least in the early shelter-in-place period, a significant increase in patients coming in with more advanced stages of problems to our clinic. And as a result, there was a bump in amputation rates. I think you could expect to see this kind of thing whenever there's a major stressor. And it was likely because of people, as you say, avoiding going to the doctor, potentially avoiding going to the hospital as well, and thinking that these are minor problems that will resolve. And they can quickly blossom into something very serious, very, very fast.
Could some of it also be to do with the fact that a lot of patients with diabetes tend to be older, and perhaps it's their kids or other carers who would be ordinarily looking out for them, and they're just not seeing as much of each other during the pandemic?
Yeah, no question. That's a great point. I mean, I think the increased isolation of everyone, particularly older folks who may depend on their kids or others in their family for rides to doctors and clinics, is another reason that we believe that many patients didn't come in for their regular appointments, but also potentially waited longer, even when they knew they had a problem.
And of course, nobody wants to have any part of their body amputated. That would be extremely traumatic for anyone. But as I mentioned, there's also this higher risk of mortality to do with these procedures. So it's something that people should also be aware of, I imagine.
Yeah, what it is, it's a marker. Patients who, you know, get diabetic foot ulcers and who, any diabetic foot ulcer, but even, and then especially those that progress to amputation, it's a marker for also having advanced cardiovascular disease. And so these patients, while they may show up for the first time with just a foot ulcer, it's an opportunity for us to give them an overall general health check. And sometimes we start them on medications for cholesterol, high blood pressure, get a better handle on their sugar. And these are the things that, you know, when they're not being measured and managed, lead to strokes, heart attacks, and mortality way beyond just the foot problem.
Right. Well, it sounds like, once again, the advice is to look out for anything out of the ordinary. And if there's anything there, any foot ulcers in particular, see your doctor. Dr. Conti, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Kathy.
That was Dr. Michael Conti, Chief of Vascular Surgery at UCSF Medical Center and co-director of the UCSF Center for Limb Preservation and the Diabetic Foot. And I'm Kathy Novak. Thank you for tuning in to As Prescribed.
As Prescribed, every Thursday at 1:30, right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on radio.com. The preceding was sponsored by UCSF.